Well, but she didn't have many morals, and you know, she was just rather loose.
Would that refer more to sexual behavior when you're saying about a girl?
Common. Yeah, it would to me.
What would you say about an old person who gets around real well and doesn't have a lot of energy and doesn't, can do all their work and everything?
Spry.
Huh?
Spry.
Okay. Say if your children are out later than usual. You say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
Worried.
or a little.
Afraid.
Or you say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You say you felt.
Ill at ease.
Okay. And you say, oh, they'll be home all right, just don't.
Worry.
And the child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm.
Afraid.
What else do you say?
Scared.
And you say, I don't see why she's scared now. She had never been scared before, you say she.
She has never been afraid before.
Or use an expression used to be, you say she.
That she used to be? She has never been scared before?
What's the opposite of used to be?
Of used to be? Used not to be.
Okay. And someone who leaves money on the table and goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty. What would be?
Oh dear, I know it. what's that word? I know exactly what you want, I think, but I cannot think of it. Trustworthy?
Okay. Or you'd say he shouldn't be so. If he just leaves it lying around where he wants it to steal it.
Careless.
Huh?
Careless.
Okay. You say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of.
Senile.
Or she acts kind of peculiar. You say she acts a little
strange.
What about queer or quar?
Queer. She acts a little queer.
What would that mean?
Strange.
Okay. Has that word
peculiar
changed meanings?
Queer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on how you use it. I mean, you've got to be careful how you use it nowadays.
What would it mean nowadays?
Well, if you call somebody a queer nowadays, it would mean they were a homosexual, wouldn't it?
Has that word always meant that? Has queer always meant homosexual since you were growing up?
Well, I don't really know. If it meant that when I was growing up, I never knew it.
Just in the past few years?
Yeah, in the past few years is really, you know, when I've heard of it, meaning a homosexual.
What would you say about someone that makes up their own mind and then you can't argue with him? He's going to do things his way.
Stubborn. Stubborn.
Okay, anything else you could say?
Hard-headed.
What about someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper? Just with any little thing?
Not hard-boiled. Oh, gracious.
Say if something had happened to embarrass him, you say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit.
Not touchy.
Okay.
He's.
Say if he lost his temper, what would you say about him? He got really.
Mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, like, just keep.
Keep your temper.
Okay. And you say if you've been working very hard, you